Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
Now, why did he put a dimension on the size of the faith, but he didn't put a dimension on the size of the mountain? Because if you use more than mustard seed faith, you'll blow God right off his throne. Do you understand the power of what faith is? If you got your Bibles, I want you to turn with me to the book of Joshua. That's in the Old Testament, right past Deuteronomy. Joshua. I want to talk this morning. We're going to go to several scriptures real quick. Get into this message this morning. Joshua chapter 3. They now have crossed the Jordan River. Jordan River was an amazing river, but he got real nervous when preachers came to town. He didn't know whether to back up, flow forward, flow backwards. It just flowed over its bank. Didn't know what to do every time the God's people got around it. Joshua chapter 3. Verse 1, and Joshua rose early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the host. And they commanded the people, saying, when ye see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, and the priest, the Levites bearing it, then you shall remove from your place and go after it. In other words, go where God goes. Go where the priest goes. Go where the Ark of the Covenant goes. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way hitherfore. And Joshua said unto the people, sanctify or set apart yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Underline that if you are taking notes. He says, tomorrow, or sanctify yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Notice God is not only a wonderful God, but he does wonders amongst us. Now go with me to Mark chapter 11 real quickly, verse 23. The scripture that everybody says Kenneth Hagin wrote. He's preached on it for 50 years or 60 years. Mark chapter 11, verse 3. Excuse me, verse 20. Well, we'll read verse 22. Jesus answering said unto them in Mark 11, 22, have faith in God, or have the faith of God. Now look at me for a minute. If Jesus says to have the faith of God, then we must have the ability to use it. And why should anybody get mad if we use the faith of God, if Jesus says, have the faith of God, or have God's faith? For verily I say, now how many of y'all believe Jesus' words? So this is what Jesus said. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, now I believe he was looking at a physical mountain. See, it's like he was looking at a physical tree when he told that fig tree, you're going to die today. Because you don't bear fruit. You were designed to bear fruit. And because you don't have fruit, then you just might no longer exist. Because if you can't feed people, then we don't need you. He says, for whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you. Now who's you? You, right? Me and you. What things soever ye desire. Didn't say what things soever you need, desire, which is stronger than need. When you pray, so notice you got to do something. Believe. Now, belief has a beginning, and faith always is. You see, belief always starts with a beginning, and it does have an ending sometimes. And when it ends, it becomes unbelief. Unbelief is not non-belief. Unbelief is believing something other than what God said. So it says this, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you shall receive them and ye shall have them. Now go back to Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. He says, sanctify yourself, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Now I want you to see something here. If you got a mountain, God's got a word. That's the title of this message today. If you got a mountain in your life, God has got a word in your mouth. All you got to do is say to that mountain. It didn't say be a mountain climber. It said be a mountain dissolver, didn't it? Now notice this. The problem with the religious world today, they've taught us for centuries to climb mountains. Well, how can you climb mountains when you got the whole armor of God on? It's a little heavy. But Jesus said, if you would say to the mountain, but what religion has done over the centuries is make you climb a mountain. Because you see, I made up my mind. So many people said, Brother Jesse, I've been in the fire. I've been in the fire, Brother Jesse. The fire is tough. And you know, people say, Brother Jesse, you don't look like you ever have any trouble. You don't look like you ever go through any fire. Well, I learned from you. You told me how it was. So I ain't gonna burn myself. My God, I got enough sense to believe you. If you've been through the fire and you tell me not to go that way because it's burning, I ain't going that way. Let me tell you, the three Hebrew children went through the fire. I learned. I ain't got to go in a furnace to know, bless God. All I got to do is stay away from the furnace. Glory to God. Because if they went through and got it made, why should I fight a battle? Listen, I've learned to pre-play my life instead of replay my life. When you remember something, you replay something. But my God, when you pre-play, that means you say, my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. Greater is he who is in me than he was in the world. I'm going to be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. And you say, what you doing, Brother Jesse? I'm pre-playing. I'm not remembering. I'm not replaying. Oh, Lord, gloom and despair and agony on me. You know, Sister So-and-so died last year, and she wouldn't believe it. And we don't know what we're going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, quit replaying and start pre-playing. You understand what I'm saying? Start saying what you want. Don't say what you have. Say what you want. He said, so if you got a mountain in your life, God's got a word in your mouth. So he said, Joshua, tell them to sanctify themselves or set themselves apart, because today I'm going, or tomorrow I'm going to show them some wonders. So every day I get up in wonder and amazement. I go, oh, Lord, what you going to do today? He said, the only thing I know how to do, bless you. Only thing I know how to do is love you. Only thing I know how to do is give you grace. Only thing I know how to do. He said, you know, Jesse, if it wouldn't have been for sin, I'd have never had a serious thought. God would have never had a serious thought in his whole existence if sin had not yet come into the picture. But when sin did come into the picture, God said, well, I'll make redemption for sin. It's called the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I made up my mind. That doesn't mean I don't have problems in life. I think a lot of people don't think I do. They say, oh, that Jesse Duplantis, he's so full of joy, bless God, make me sick. That's the problem with you people. That's the problem with a lot of Christians. They're them four-letter Christians. Sick, lack, poor. You got to quit saying them four-letter words. Glory to God. Why don't you use a five-letter word? Blessed. You understand? Sick, lack, poor, beat. But I made up my mind, bless God. If I got a mountain, God's got a word in my mouth. So I say unto the mountain, I don't say, oh, Lord, let's go through this thing. Because you know, Mama, she climbed it, almost made it to the top, slid down, killed her. No, I've sanctified myself. I've set myself apart from devil's enemy, from Satan and his enemy, and I've set my side with Jesus, and I am going to have a wonderful time in my life. And isn't Jesus' name Counselor, Wonderful, Mighty God, Prince of Peace? Didn't say Prince of War, said Prince of Peace, possession of adequate resource, nothing broken, nothing missing. Glory to God. Somebody shout with me this morning. Do you see that? You got a mountain? But didn't you hear the little worship leader say that? Renee say? She said, you got a mountain? Oh, when she said that, I went, oh, glory, she's on my sermon. You got a mountain? God's got a word. You got a word in your mouth. So just speak to the mountain. See, now you got to understand something about faith. It's so powerful. God had to place a dimension on it. He said, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed. Now, he didn't talk about the dimension of the mountain. I don't care how big the mountain gets, bless God. But God said, I don't care how big the problem is that the devil puts against you. He said, let it be what it wants. But when it comes to faith, I have to kind of size it down. He said, faith the size of a mustard seed would blow a mountain into the sea. Now, why did he put a dimension on the size of the faith, but he didn't put a dimension on the size of the mountain? Because if you use more than mustard seed faith, you'll blow God right off his throne. Do you understand the power of what faith is? Mountains understand it, they run. Let me tell you, when God comes to town, I want to tell you something. Mountains physically get out of the way. You don't believe that? Turn with me to Psalms 114 real quick. I'm going to show you where physical mountains start running from God. Can you imagine it? Psalms 114. Hallelujah. It's right past 113. That'll help you. Psalms 114. Look what it says. When Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, verse 1, verse 2, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. Verse 3. This sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, the little hills like lambs. What aileth thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou wast driven back? You mountains that you skip like rams, you little hills like lambs. Tremble thy earth at the presence of the Lord and at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Or in other words, you ain't got a wimp God on your side, bless God. You got God, man, that mountains run away from it, that the sea backs up, that jumps like lambs and rams. Why? Because you got something in your mouth. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. So my Lord, I have to watch myself because I got more than mustard seed faith. I don't want to blow up something too much. Hey, I got to watch it. The Lord say, you using too much? My Lord, I prayed some. One time the anointing was so strong in me, and the Lord said, don't touch him. I said, I got to touch. And when I touched it, God knocked the guy back about 15 feet. And he wasn't feeling, he was feeling good till I prayed for him like that broke his neck. Hit the ground, said, but just, I didn't come up here for healing, but I need one now. That happened in Lafayette, Louisiana, Bethel Assembly of God, Crossroads Cathedral. I'll never forget it. I said, I'm sorry, I can't touch you. Let me get back over here. I mean, I must have gotten from here to that pulpit. I said, Jesus, touch him. And you know, I thought he was going to go back. Instead of all of a sudden, it looked like God grabbed him by the neck. And he come forward, Lord Jesus. The Lord straightened his neck out. He was healed. Isn't that amazing? You see, sometimes people get hit a little harder. Sometimes I exercise a little bit more faith than I should. The Lord said, back up, son. This stuff is powerful. You got a mountain? Hey, Jesus got a word. It's in your mouth. All you got to do is say it. Say to that mountain. Don't climb it. Say to it. My God, mustard seed mountains can only be removed if you stand firm in the conviction of the word of God. I've had many things come against me, ladies and gentlemen, all the time. I've been shot at. I've been almost knifed 2 or 3 times while I'm preaching. I've had people want to kill me. I've had security had to grab them, take guns off them when I'm preaching. Want to blow my brains out. I've had them want to threaten my wife. I'll kill your wife. And you know, I said, you don't want to mess with Kathy. She got the name of Jesus and a 357 Magnum. And she's like this, go ahead, make my day. She kill him and we raise him from the dead. Come on, Jesus. No mess with her. Are you hearing what I'm saying? My God, so what, you got a mountain of debt? Smite it. Smite your lack and smite your debt, glory to God, and command the blessing, God. Quit saying, Lord, please bless me. Lord, please bless me. My God. Quit being a wimp. Stand up and say, I command the blessing of God to come upon my life, and today I will not be in lack or debt of any kind. Come on, start commanding. Stand up, bless God. Like I said last week, glory to God. I think some of these preachers got they got women's underwear on or something. I don't know what that problem is. Lord Jesus, get you some fruit of the looms. Produce some fruit. Glory to God. You know, I think it's these different color coats that do this to me. I don't know what it is. Glory to God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Oh, Lord. God has placed a dimension on the power of faith, but not on how big the mountain is. My Lord, I had to speak to mountains. We all got to speak to mountains, but I got something in my mouth, and it's not my feet. Well, you better not say she's going to get healed. She might die. You done killed her with that mouth of yours. I very seldom ever go to hospitals, ladies and gentlemen. Bless God, that's what I hired David for. David's the pastor of this church. I'm not a pastor. So I've learned if I'm going to be a success in God's word, that I've got to stay within my calling. So pastor handles all this. Pastor's totally different from I am. We're great friends. You come up to pastor, and pastor just a blessing. Pastor just love you. You know, you say, Pastor, I got some problems. Oh, sit down here, sweetheart. And let's just talk about it. You know, I've been having trouble. That's all right. We're going to pray and just believe God with you. You come talk to me. We got some trouble. Shut up. Get out of here. Get your ugly self out there and stand on the word of God. Now, go on. Now, I know what you say. I'm going to talk to Pastor David. What I'm going to do. Oh, but you put Pastor David and Jesse the Plans together, you got Covenant Church. You know what Covenant Church means? We there with you, man. A devil fight you, he fight us. You want some of me? Leapfrog. We eat frog legs around here. We'll cut your legs off. Hallelujah. You know, I don't know why Cajun. You ever wonder what they do with the rest of the frog? I mean, do they give them little wheelchairs and send them out of the world to beg? Say, what happened? I met a Cajun, he ate my legs. Hallelujah. So I say to this mountain, be thou removed. Be thou cast in the sea. See, you can't just talk to it. You got to tell it where to go. See, when Kathy's mad at me, she don't just talk to me. She tells me where to go. You understand what I'm saying? And it ain't heaven. It's a four-letter word. Hell. You can't just say, mountain, go away. It don't work that way, ladies and gentlemen. You got to tell it where to go. I say to this mountain, be thou removed. Be thou cast into the sea. Give it its destination. If you got cancer in your life, talk to that tumor and say, let me tell you, if Jesus took my infirmity, I don't need this. If he bore my sickness, I don't want it. I command you to dissolve out of my body, and I command you go back to the pit from which you came, you cells of rebellion. And wonders, wonders, wonders will happen in your life. Why? You got a mountain. God's given you a word. Lord, I'm going to buy this tape myself. Brother Jesse, you think it'll happen all the time? Isaiah 45 verse 2 says it. Isaiah 45 verse 2 says, I will go before thee. Lord Jesus, I'm not even by myself anymore. God's in front of me and make the crooked places straight. Glory to God. Sometimes don't know which way to go. God, just straighten out the highway. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. God is before you. Ooh, Lord, I never forget in 1979. The reason why I remember it so strong, that was the biggest man I ever saw in my life. I was preaching, glory to God. And there was this big truck driver sitting in the back there. And I didn't know he was a truck driver at that time. And then I just started preaching. I'd been preaching about 2 or 3 years. And, I just had brown hair. Oh, Lord Jesus, I was excited. And man, I said to the power of God, I said, you don't believe this stuff, come up here. He jumps up from the back and said, I don't believe any blankety blank thing you say. Now, this guy had hair like a gorilla. Do you understand what I'm saying? You ever seen those kind of men that put on a T-shirt, but the hair cuts through the T-shirt, come over the neck, go through the pores of the T-shirt? You know what I'm talking about. You seen that? You know, they're hanging out like that. Lord Jesus, they need a perm or they had a perm. I don't know what they got. They could do a weave on their chest. He got up and he started walking at me like, I tell you what, little preacher, I'll show you what I can do. He walking toward me and I said, Jesus, lover of my soul, kill this sucker before he kills us all. You know, come on, God, help me out. I looked at the pastor, he said, you're on your own, Brother Jesse. I ain't messing with this guy. This guy, good 6'5", probably weighed 280. I mean, not fat, neither big. Coming at me, George, with everything, and I knew he could do it. And I said, Lord. He said, what? I said, mountain. Mountain. He said, I see it. Where you want it to go? I said, I want it down on his back. I want him flat down on his back. He said, when he'll get to the last, or second to the last pew, I'll knock him down because you give me his destination. So, man, I got cocky. At least I thought I was cocky. It was arrogant. I looked at him and I said, you want some of me? Come up here, you big burly fool. Ha! Ha! Boy, that made him mad. I saw people on the pew saying, oh, Jesus, we getting out of here. But he come, well, he was mad, spit coming out of his head. Spit, you get them little white balls and spit between you. You know that gross stuff that's right there? I hope I don't have it. Do I have it? Okay. Boy, here he come, Randy. He come walking out like that. Boy, my legs are going, Lord. Gee, my legs are speaking in tongues. Come on. But boss, something within me. I say to this mountain, be thou removed and be placed on your back. He got to the second to the last pew. He like he run into a wall. Bam! He hit the ground. I said, don't mess with me. He jumped back up and he reached for me. And when he reached, bam! God knocked him down. He said, stop, stop. I said, all right. I'm going to give you a pass. Don't mess with me. The anointing of God is on me. He said, man, I need to get saved. One more hit like that and I'm dead. My God, he knelt down by the second pew. There was a guy right there and he went, oh, Jesus. I said, pray for him. He went, Boy, I mean, tears come out of his eye. He starts, and that man cried. He had some water in his eyes. I mean, he had oceans. This is a big boy. I mean, he's just wetting his, and all of a sudden the hair and the teeth, it was gross. But he gave his life to Jesus. Now, I'll be honest with you. I was a little scared. But, buddy, when the anointing came, God got in front of me. Now, I couldn't see God, but he surely felt God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I went back to my room and said, Lord, you did wonders today. Wonders today. I said, I know a lady I'd like you to slap right now. He said, no, we don't use my power like that. Don't look at me weird. You thought the same thing. I mean, I've never hit Kathy in my life. I've wanted to. I would never do that because women, they can stay up longer than men. They'll wait till they go to sleep and they're going to beat your brains out with a baseball bat. But one time I was sleeping so wonderful. You can tell when people are around you, you know, you can tell when there's a presence around. And I was sleeping good. And I woke up and there was Kathy looking at me like this, doing this with her head. I thought, what's wrong with her? Must have been about 3 o'clock in the morning. So I kind of lifted my head up off the pillow. I said, what do you want? She goes, I mean, eyes wide open. I said, what do you want? And she headbutted me. She went, bow, bust me, put me back. I said, what up? She said, what did I do? I knew she lied. She said, I don't remember. She lied. Headbutt me, man. Any of you men have been headbutt by your wife? Don't lift your hand up for God's sake, please. She headbutt me, put a knot on my head. It was not funny, lady. <It's a joke. laughs> She said to that mountain, and not only did she say it, she activated it, glory to God. See, God went before you. Look at Isaiah 45, verse 2. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. That means that you may be in prison. And yet God's going to cut your door down, cut the bars down, rip open. That's what he did to the jail and Paul and Silas. He didn't just let them get out of jail. He broke every lock in the place. Do you understand it? He shook loose everything in the jail. Even the jail had come trembling. But you talk about two guys that are on fire for God. Ooh, Lord. They had mountains. They had words. I mean, their backs bleeding, cut open. My Lord. And Paul said, sing, Silas. Sing. Who wants to sing? Bleed my guts out. Sing, Silas. Okay. This is the day that we got beat up. We got beat up real bad. They just start singing. God starts shaking. Isn't that amazing? Let me tell you something. God will shake your mountain, but he can't shake it till you say it.
I love our partner offer message, The New Obedience. What's God's directive for your life as a believer? After Christ's resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples and gave us a new commandment to make disciples and baptize and teach them to obey Jesus' commands. How? Christ in us, the hope of glory. You can order The New Obedience at jdm.org. In honor of our 50th year of ministry, we're releasing our anniversary copy of my first book, The Ministry of Cheerfulness.
Yes, it's time for you to be filled up with the supernatural joy of Jesus. Order your physical copy or digital download today with your donation amount of $5 or more at jdm.org.
Listen, joy matters, so get this special edition of The Ministry of Cheerfulness and start walking in joy every single day. Ladies and gentlemen, I preached that 25 years ago. And I tell you what, it's just as prevalent today as it was 25 years ago. It doesn't matter if your problem is as big as a mountain or as small as a molehill. God has a word for you that can turn your situation around. Listen to me. Use your faith voice. That's our theme for 2026. Use your faith voice. Only say what faith says. Speak to that thing. Don't just line up with it. Speak to it. And I'm going to tell you something. This is a powerful sermon, and it will help you and encourage you to go to our JDM app and watch all of it. You just got a piece of it. Go to the JDM, watch all of it. It's free. The JDM is free. And go get that inside of you, and you'll use that faith voice and knock that mountain out. Hey, I need to tell you about our product offer. It's my book, the first book I ever wrote, The Ministry of Cheerfulness. It's a brand new edition in honor of our 50-year anniversary of ministry. Can you believe it? 50 years. You know, people say I'm known for my joy. Why am I so happy? Well, number one, I'm saved. We need cheerfulness in the body of Christ. How do I get this little book? Go to jdm.org for all the ordering information, and you will get it right there. Get one for a friend while you're there. It will bless you. Partners, thank you for all that you do for this ministry. 50 years of preaching this glorious gospel, never had a financial deficit. Well, you know what I'm going to say? Why? I trust you. You trust me, and we both trust God. Let me tell you something. Trust works in every which way, shape, or form. Thank you for being a partner. If you're not a partner, pray about becoming one. This anointing of increase has been on me for 50 years. I've been debt-free since 1982. I want you to be the same. I don't care what the world said. I don't care what the economy said. If you just get involved with somebody that knows how to believe this, which I do, God will help you, okay? Jesse Duplantis from New Orleans saying, I love you. I really do. I'll see you next week, okay? God bless. Bye-bye.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to jdm.org for more information.
I made up my mind to be a witness to all nations, to get this gospel preached to the end of the world for a witness. And the Bible says the end shall come. So all I'm doing, ladies and gentlemen, spiritually, physically, financially, is enhancing Jesus to come quicker.
Looking forward to the great return of our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to need every one of us to be enlisted in on the front lines of doing what we're called to do so that they can see that Jesus is indeed real today.
This gospel is for all, anywhere, any nation, anywhere, and everywhere. The urgency of time will not wait for anyone. It will not. So when I see these things, I go, oh, it challenges me to move farther, further, faster, and higher.
Join us at Covenant Church as we celebrate the resurrection and hear a life-changing message from Jesse Duplantis.
He's the same yesterday, he's the same today, and he's the same forever. As you saw him go, you're going to see him come. Some people say, I don't believe that. You will.
Resurrection Sunday, April 5th, 10 a.m. at Covenant Church, 1973 Ormond Boulevard in Destrehan, Louisiana. We look forward to seeing you and your family here.
See, sometimes you get in a low state of faith, but that don't make any difference. You're still going to be helped by an invisible presence of Christ through the Holy Spirit, who's a comforter.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.